Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, joined by David Reske of NowSpeed.
Thanks for being here.
Our pleasure. I should probably mention that we're in the offices of NowSpeed, and thank you for hosting Radio Entrepreneurs today.
It's always great to have lots of entrepreneurs here.
Absolutely. And our next entrepreneur up is Mike Brown, Mike of Endash. Mike, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
And welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. We were talking a little bit before we came on the air that you've just recently rebranded your company. So why don't we start by telling our listeners a little bit about what you guys do?
Sure. So, you know, I started this in 2013, and we were a content marketing agency. So, you know, solo entrepreneur to start, eventually hired a, you know, a team, an in-house staff of writers, marketers, and that sort of thing. 3 weeks ago, we rebranded from an agency to a platform. You know, so instead of being a boutique agency that offers services in-house, you know, we now offer services through a community of writers and a platform that connects brands with those writers.
So, Mike, that's a pretty radical change in your business.
Yeah.
What drove you to that? What motivated you to make the change?
A couple things. You know, part of it, you know, we discovered that, you know, the need for content is highly variable. You know, so we would try to get these deals, you know, $4,000, $5,000 a month and try to do the classic agency retainer. We struggled with that. You know, full disclosure, you know, it was not a successful approach for us just because some, you know, some months a brand would need, you know, $10,000 worth of content and then they wouldn't need anything for 3 months. So the market was really telling me like, okay, this needs to be a variable cost business. You need to be able to scale up and scale down to meet demand. So that was sort of the, you know, the market factors that led us to do this. Other factors, I think, you know, there's a serious gap in the market today for a type of platform that, like this that really caters to high-end writers. So, you know, the premium freelancers, people that, you know, are you know, have very specific levels of expertise. Because that's where, you know, we saw that brands were looking for those types of writers and not necessarily writers that would work for the lowest amounts.
And most of the emphasis or focus is in the technology space?
Right now, but that's kind of a carryover from our previous business. You know, so a lot of people, you know, sort of associate Endash with tech writing. So, a lot of the new companies that are signing up to this platform are also in that space. But, you know, we're seeing everything now from, you know, education to healthcare to legal. You know, a lot of consumer stuff is starting to come through now. So we're really sort of expanding, you know, our customer base.
So it sounds like you saw this great business opportunity to kind of broaden the base of the business and go after the wider market. Mm-hmm. And the concept today of a pivot in a business is kind of sexy. We all think, wow, I'm going to go out there and then I'll pivot and do this. But it sounds also really hard. So what were some of the challenges you had in kind of making that pivot?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is kind of reacquainting your current customers to your new model. You know, we knew that we would probably, you know, lose some of these companies that were accustomed to like a traditional agency type of relationship. So,
and where has the evolution? So, do you build the database of content producers first and have that capacity to reach across a number of different industry segments, or was it building out the platform and really getting those people, perhaps with new skill sets coming to you? How did that evolution happen?
It's tricky, right? You know, so obviously, you know, the way this business is set up, that, you know, it's set up, you know, to work with volume. So thousands of writers, thousands of brands. And obviously, when you first get started, you don't have that. So we had, you know, even as an agency, we had used freelancers all along. You know, we would bring them in for capacity. We would bring them in for, you know, subject matter expertise. So a lot of that, you know, that core community was already in place. And we had been working on this platform now for about 8 months, you know, getting things developed, getting things designed and sort of polished and ready to go.
So you start communicating with your content providers, your freelancers, that this is coming, this wave is coming, we'd love you to get signed up or that type of thing? Or?
Yeah, and our, you know, our current freelancers loved it, you know, because now instead of the agency being a go-between between them and the actual brand, you know, we're kind of stepping out and saying, hey, you know, here's our client base, you know, have at it, you know, right. Go get work, go pitch ideas.
Gives them a little more control in the process as well.
It gives everybody more control. It gives the freelancer control over, you know, the types of assignments that they want to be working on. It gives the brand, you know, full visibility into who's actually writing the content, you know, which is one thing that, you know, agencies or, you know, some of these other platforms often struggle with, is that, you know, it's the, you know, the bait and switch, right? So you get presented this great team and then you're not really sure who's actually doing the work sometime. So the platform is, you know, it provides full transparency, but I guess we could, you know, get into that a little bit later if you wanted to.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Could you talk more about that? I'm wondering how you think about the distinctives in your platform compared to some of the other platforms that are out there.
Right. So I think right off the bat, one of the first things that, you know, people notice when they sign up is that it's a completely transparent platform. So, you know, a lot of these other ones that are out there, you know, the companies are sort of anonymous, the workers are anonymous, and that's obviously in an attempt to prevent people from going outside the system. So one of the things we're really testing in the market was, you know, if we give full transparency, will this work? Will people still use it? You know, so when a company signs up, they, you know, provide information much like they would on Facebook or LinkedIn. They're telling, you know, the community what they're all about, the types of things they're looking for, who their audience is. And writers, likewise, you know, when you search our writer database, you see full, you know, first name, last name, work history. It's fully integrated with LinkedIn. Just, you know, we felt that, you know, a platform that connects should probably, you know, it should probably be a little bit personal. You shouldn't be sending out, you know, work off to someone that you don't know. So that's one of the big differentiators I think we have right now.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So you really get to know the writers, you get to understand the content producers, maybe some of their background as a buyer of the content. But what prevents the, you know, the buyers from just going around your platform and going direct?